Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Is that where we're left off? Tanur Rabbanan. Here we go. Haroeh Kesem. If somebody sees a kesem, a stain. Now, it's a stain on a garment. And there's certainly a possibility, maybe even a probability, that it came from the woman and it came from her uterus. So, Haroa Kesem. Im Yeshbo Kedei Lachale Gimel Grisin Shehen Ki Gris V'od Choshesha. If the stain is so large that it's reasonable to say that really it's three grisim, the shear for a stain is a gris. So if the shear of this stain here is three gris and a little bit more, meaning each stain could be one gris, Choshesha. We're choshesh for. She's a nida, not a nida, a zava. V'yim lav, and if not, ain't a choshesheh. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is going to say something that's very difficult, and he says it in the name of Rabbi Yossi, and it's very important. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra omer mishum Rabbi Yossi, achas zu v'achas zu.
Big enough to divide the three stains.
In other words, it's a very large stain that's really the size of three gris. So we have to be choshesh that it came out in three different days, a gris each day, and therefore she's a zava.
They
translated
as three stains equal to oversized
grisim
that are each the size of an average grisim. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I don't know why you have to say it like that.
No,
but no. Oversized, I don't know why you have to say that.
Why? What do you mean? One divided into three
grisim.
Why
is
the oversized one?
I don't know. Anyway, that's not the point of the daf. Yeah. The point of the daf today is the next statement. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Achazu v'achazu choshashas. What does that mean, achazu v'achazu choshashas? Says Rashi. What does it mean, whether it's this or that? Says Rashi. Afilu shtei grisim choshashin. Even if there's only two yechoshesh. Why? Shema Rasa Osan Bishnei Bein Hashmashos. Maybe two gris came out, let's say Sunday night, and you're not sure if it was Sunday or Monday. Oh, Achas Hayom V'Achas Ben Hashmashos Shel Machar. Right? Not sure if it was Sunday or Monday. Rias Ben Hashmashos Olu L'Shnei Yomim. The Ben Hashmashos counts for 2 days. Shem miksasim in a yom, miksasim in a laila, right? V'yesh kan shlosha ritzufim, and therefore you have three consecutive. Does that make any sense, what Rashi just said? Or Rashi just said make no sense? Because at the end of the day, you only have two grits. So I understand that bein hashmashos can be a problem because you're not sure what day it is, but you still only have two. So the Me'iri asked that question, and the Me'iri says that when you have a bein hashmashos, even when it's on one day, so the maximum you have is two gris, we still make a gzeira that she's a nida, she's a zava, or to a situation where she saw Sunday, well, let's say she saw Shabbos. Now, Sunday night, she sees again during bein hashmashos. And we're not sure if it's Sunday or Monday. Then we'll choshesh, we'll machmir, yeah, maybe it's both. If we don't do that even when there's two, then a woman will scratch her head and say, the rabbis don't make these gzeiros by bein hashmashos. So to prevent that, even when there were 2 days they made a gzeira, that the woman should always know, if it ever happens that the bein hashmashos is day two and day three, you're gonna have become a zava. So they made the gzeira even when it's only day one and day two.
What, that day one wasn't something?
What? In other words, here what's going on? There's no reason she should be in zava. The maximum is 2 days. The minimum is 1 day. Bein hashmashos, it could be either. We don't have no idea. So even though it's only 2 days, we still go there onto a case where the bein hashmashos is day two and day three, which would make her into a zava. So there we're machmer. Right? Again, she saw Shabbos. Shabbos day one. Day two is Sunday. Day three is Monday. She sees Sunday night. We're not sure. Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? Is it both? Is it neither? We can't be neither. Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? Is it both? So, misafek, we say it's both. So we do the same thing even when it's only 2 days. And then, yes, it's very strict. Midura Bonon, a woman will become a Zava. Midura Bonon, even when showing herself, the maximum is 2 days. It could be 1 day.
I mean, regular 2 days.
Regular 2 days. No, but it's during Manishmashas.
One of them is
during Manishmashas. They're both during Manishmashas. Oh. During Manishmashas. Sunday night, Shabbat, she was fine. Friday, she was fine. Sunday night, it's during this Manishmashas time, she sees a Re'iyah. I'm not sure. Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? Is it both? Well, Machmir, so that when it's day two and day three, she'll know she has to become a Zava. At least be Suffolk. Okay?
The year where she's Suffolk, Zava Katana.
Correct. But we're talking about a Zava Gadol. It's much different. Than she's even a Kiyam.
Sure she is.
Right. Okay, that's all he said. He said, so even though we just explained, and Rashi, and the difficult Rashi here, that's talking about 2 days, pretend it also, it's also talking about 3 days. Right? Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, it's very important, the name of Rabbi Yossi, that what? That Bein HaShmashos he's nervous about. He's nervous about Bein HaShmashos, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is nervous about Bein HaShmashos. Okay?
Dumb question. How does she know she's, they have this
because she was going to a chasana, so before Bein HaShmashos, she put on new clean clothes, right? And then whatever, you know, yeah, then she, after Bein HaShmashos, oh, look at this, I'm all dirty. What happened over here?
Right, but finally after 4 days, she had no clue what should happen then.
Exactly. We have no reason to hang on a Bein HaShmashos. But here she knows. Okay, now Rebbe, you have to keep the people straight. Yehuda ben Agra said in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe Omer, Omer Rebbe, so Rebbe says like this. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. I think Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra is right. I think he's right. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. I think he's right. Only where? Bishalo bodka. If she didn't check herself. V'chachamim and the chachamim bishabodka. I think the chachamim are right. Who are the chachamim? The chachamim are everybody who argues on this. Right? Right? Because we started off Tana Rabbanon. If there's a chashash, then you're choshesh. And if not, not. Yehuda ben Agra pipes up with the name of Rabbi Yossi. Wait a minute, what about Banishmashas? Says Rabbi, I think Yehuda ben Agra is right where she didn't check herself. And the chachamim are right where she did check herself. Okay? Now we're going to have a whole long thing about Bein HaShmashos. My bodka, my low bodka. What does that mean? What she checked herself, what she didn't check herself, what does that mean? I'm a Rava, so says Rava, Ashkechintu l'Rabbanan debei Rav, v'yasivik amri, I saw the Rav, they were sitting around, Hacha mayaskinan, you know what's going on here? Kigon, the case is like this, Shabodka atzma, Kigon shabodka atzma, she checked herself, v'lo bodka chaluka, but she didn't check her clothing. V'af atzma lo bodka ela ben hashmashos d'Reb Yehuda, and not only that, she even checked herself only during the ben hashmashos of Reb Yehuda. Remember, everyone knows this. There's a machlokes exactly when ben hashmashos, how long ben hashmashos lasts. When it, very simply, forget what we do bizman hazeh. It's not relevant for this gemara. Shkia is a time where we say it's called sunset. From Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim, in other words, how long is Bein HaShmashos? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bein HaShmashos is the time it takes to walk a half a mil. Which we'll assume is whatever amount of minutes that is. Okay? Rabbi Yossi holds that Bein HaShmashos is Keharif Ayin. Takes a second. It's a split second. When is that split second happening? That's a different whole discussion. But Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Bein HaShmashos, let's say we're going to call 15 minutes. What's going to be say? 15 minutes. Right? Half a mil, or some say 3 quarters, whatever it is. It's a machlokes, I think that's what he holds. But the quote over here is half a mil. It's a certain amount of time. So again, Rebbe said, I think they're right about this Bein HaShmashos issue. When she checked herself. So what does that mean, when she checked herself? What does that mean? Says Rava, there was in this din, and they said it means when she checked herself, not her clothing, and she checked herself during the Bein HaShmashos of Rebbe Yehuda. Ubein HaShmashos de Rebbe Yossi lo bodka. But during the Bein HaShmashos of Rebbe Yossi, she didn't check. Okay? The Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold. Who are the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon said they were not choshesh for this. They were not choshesh for Bein HaShemashos. They didn't mention it. Why not? Because they hold Bein HaShemashos the Rabbi Yossi Lailahu. Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi is Vaday night. Rabbi Yossi is a Das Yachid. They hold, by the time Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos, most hold that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos is a split second before Tzeis. Okay. It's a split second before Tzeis. So, by us, by everybody else, that's night already. That's night already. Vaha Bodka. Vaha Bodka, the Bein HaShemashos, the Rebbe Yehuda. So when did she check herself? During the Bein HaShemashos of everybody else. Of Rebbe Yehuda. During that 15-minute window. Right? And what happened during those Bein HaShemashos? Nothing she did was clean. Right? Right? She was clean. Rebbe Yossi l'taime. And Rebbe Yossi is consistent with his own shita. That what? The Amar Bein HaShemashos sveika havi. It's a suffix. Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said it in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Same Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi. He checked during the zman of my adversary. She checked during the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda. I don't hold like that. I hold Bein HaShemashos didn't happen yet. She checked herself in the middle of the broad daylight. Bein HaShemashos, and she was clean. What happened during Bein HaShemashos, my Bein HaShemashos, which lasts for 1 second? Suffolk. Therefore, I hold it's a suffix. Okay? Okay?
Well, it's impossible to check in at, you know.
Okay, 1 minute. Vamina luhuana. Talking. And Rava says, I said to everybody sitting at the yeshiva when this came up, Ilmole yada be'eneha kol Bein HaShemashos yefe'o ato amartem. If it's possible to be doing a bedika the entire Bein HaShemashos, then you're right. Achshav shema im silek yada rasa. Maybe she stopped doing the bedika. It happened the minute she stopped, then it happened. The amruli, and they told me, yeah. Ki kamrinon, b'kishenath na yada leineha kol Bein HaShemashos. They told me, that's right. Well, she was doing a bedika the entire Bein HaShemashos. How's that possible? I can do a bedika the entire Bein HaShemashos.
Well, the OCC could.
But even how's that possible? Says the Beis Yossi. And the Gra and all the Achronim. This is the Makar for a Moch Dachok. That's how it stays in the entire Bein HaShemashos. That's the equivalent of doing a Bedika the entire Bein HaShemashos. This is the source. This is where it comes from. Everyone, what are we doing this for? Right? You learn them. You have to get to 53 pages to get to this din, which everybody does it. Right, it's not on the same level as the other bedikas in cases of women are sensitive. Whatever, I'll get into that. Here's the makar. How is it possible for women to do bedika the entire Bein HaShemashos? And Rava said, it only makes sense. No, says Rava, this whole Gemara only makes sense if you're doing the bedika the entire Bein HaShemashos. Because the minute you stop, she could have had a ringer right then and still Bein HaShemashos. So the only way is if the entire Bein HaShemashos, she was busy with it. How's that possible? The answer is, it's in there the whole time. Not a compromise. Why is it a compromise? There's no other way to do the bedika.
I understand, but we're only doing that to satisfy all shivas.
Correct.
You have to compromise with everybody.
Why? Because but Bein HaShemashos is an unresolved suffix.
100%. So we're doing the makom in all directions.
Right.
So why is she checking herself on a regular day? That requirement to check on a day of 11 days of Ziva, a Bein HaShemashos. Why is she checking it on Bein HaShemashos?
Why is she checking? Maybe she felt some kind of flow, and she says, "Oh yeah, I'm going through some fancy thing, and I'm bleeding. Let me check myself."
Okay.
Right. It doesn't have to be right.
Not a requirement.
It's not a requirement. We're gonna get to the bedikas later in the Masechta. The halacha lama at the end. There is a requirement. There is a requirement that when you're in your shiva nikiyim, you have to check, to begin the shiva nikiyim. So they use this idea of a way to check yourself the entire Bein HaShemashos. Right? This Gemara is not halacha l'maaseh Gemara. Right? Not really. But they use the idea here. Somewhat it is. Right. They use the idea. Well, we don't have Zavis today. But the idea that how is it possible to check. Now, we all agree that Rav is 100% right. If you don't check the entire Beit HaShemashos, there's no point in checking. We all agree with that. So check the Beit HaShemashos last 15 minutes. So check the first 3 minutes. How does that help for the next 12 minutes? We all agree with that. That Rav was right about that. So what was the answer? So Rav said, no, she's doing it the whole... How do you do a bedikah for 15 minutes? How do you do that? The answer is you can leave it inside the whole time. So we all agree with that. They took this and they put it, they borrowed this idea and they put it to Bizman HaZeh Halachas. That's all. Right? Omar Rebbe. Now, Rebbe said, right? Now the Gemara is going to explain what Rebbe said. Omar Rebbe. Nirin Divre Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agra Kishalo Bodka. I think Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agra is right when there was no Bedika. That what? What did Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agra say? That we have to be Choshesh for Bein HaShemashos. My Lo Bodka. What does that mean that he didn't do a Bedika? She didn't do a Bedika. Ilema de Bodka. My Lo Bodka. Ilema de Bodka Bid Rebbe Yehuda. If she checked herself on during the Bein HaShemashos of Rebbe Yehuda. V'lo Bodka Bid Rebbe Yossi. And but she didn't check herself during the Bein HaShemashos of Rebbe Yossi. Michlal, the Rebbe Yehuda Savar. That means that Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agra, holds Af Adav the Bodka Bitarvaihu. But had she checked herself during the Bein HaShemashos of both, Chaisha Habodka, she checked herself. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, it must be pshita, the low bodka, that when it says that she didn't check herself, it means she didn't check herself at all. Lo b'drab Yehuda, v'lo b'drab Yossi. She didn't check herself, not according to any of them. Aval, bodka, b'drab Yehuda, v'lo bodka, b'drab Yossi. But if she checked herself on during the frame of Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Yossi, lo chaisha, there would not be a problem. Why? Alma, Bein HaShemashos, the Rabbi Yossi, that the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi, Li Rabbi Yehud, Li Rabbi, according to Rabbi, is Lailahu. It's already night. So there's no point in checking. It's already too late. So when it says Lo Bodka, what does that mean? That means she did do a Bedika, just not according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore what? There's still Chashinan. Okay? Now wait a minute. Ema Seifa. Let's look at the second half of Rebbe's statement. What was the second half of Rebbe's statement? The second half of Rebbe's statement was, I think the Chachamim are right, where she did do a Bedika. That what? That we're not Choshesh for Bein HaShemashos. So what does that mean? Divrei Chachamim Kishe Bodka. My Bodka. What does that mean, she did a Bedika? Ilema de Bodka Kedreb Yehuda V'lo Bodka Bedreb Yossi. Michlal, the Rabbanan Savri. That would mean that they hold Afadav de lo bodka betarvayhu lo chayshinon. But how that, why are we not choshesh? Hold lo bodka. She didn't check herself. That doesn't make any sense. Ella rather pshita de bodka. She did check herself. Bein bidurab Yehuda. Bein bidurab Yossi. She must have checked herself. Avol bodka bidurab Yehuda. But if she only checked herself according to Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, v'lo bodka bidurab Yossi. And she didn't check herself during Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos. Chayshinon. Alma, what do you see? Bein HaShemashos de Rabbi Yossi. The Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi. Li Rebbe, according to Rebbe. Sveikahu. It is a suffix. So Kasha Le Rebbe. Doesn't make any sense. Now the only Kasha is on the inferences. From the first half of the statement, Rebbe strongly implies that Rabbi Yossi is night. The Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi is really Laila. And according to his second statement about the Rebbe Chachamim, he strongly implies that the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi is a suffix. How do you get out of the sphere of a Rebbe? Hachi Kamar. Here's what Rebbe meant to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra l'Rabbanon. I think Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra l'Rabbanon. I think that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. What does that mean? Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra l'Rabbanon. Oh, he's only choshesh mid-Rabbanon? The lo bodka klal. Huh? Now, what does the word d'Rabbanon mean here?
She's a
chacham. Huh?
She's a chacham. It's
Oh. The Ben Agra agrees with the Chachamim. Below Bodka Klal, which he didn't check himself at all. Lo bid Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo bid Rabbi Yosi. Sha'af Chachamim lo nech l'kua alav, ela b'dika bid Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo b'dika bid Rabbi Yosi. Aval Heicha, v'lo bodka klal, module. But if there's no b'dika at all, of course they're mode. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra would of course agree that you're choshesh. Very good. The Raminhu, wait a minute. Now we're going to answer Kasha on this. Haroe, the Kasha is going to be on Rebbe, the whole thing. Haroe kesem, if somebody sees a stain, l'ri'iyah meruba, a big stain, choshesh, l'ri'iyah, choshesh. We're choshesh. What are we choshesh? We're choshesh, she's a zaka. L'ri'iyah mu'etes, if it's a small ri'iyah, and a choshesh. Zu div Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, shomer shomer b'yosi. Okay, it's a little bit of a different statement. Amar Rebbe, ani shamati mimenu, I heard, sha'achazu, v'achazu, choshesh. That they're both choshesh. Umin hatam amarli. Umin hatam azeh amarli. And this is the reason you told me. This is the reason I got. Uma ilu nida. When you have a nida. Shelo hifrisha. Vitahaira. Min amincha ulamaila. Lo tehe becheskas tmeya. What does that mean? That means a woman is a nida. A nida has to have shivinikiyam. I'm sorry. A nida does not need shivinikiyam. A nida just needs what?
Seventh
day, Abena Shmasha, she's naki. That's all she needs. So she wakes up on the seventh day in the morning, right? And she does a bedika. She tucks herself right away, seventh day in the morning. And what happened? And, she's clean. She's clean. Right? She wakes up in the morning, she's clean. Would anybody think that her cheskas tumah get removed? The whole day goes by, she does not do bedika mincha time. And she goes to the mikvah. Would anybody say she's tahora? Nobody would say that. Nobody would say that. Why not? Because the bedikah at 7 o'clock in the morning doesn't help. For 7 o'clock at night. Everyone, right? You got that? Again. Ma ilu nida. A nida. Shlo hifrisha b'tahara bin mincha v'mayla. We don't know if she's tahor from mincha time and on. However, but in the morning, we know she was tar. She did a bedika when she woke up in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, she did a bedika. Right? Then what happened? The whole day, she's busy, went to work with the kids, carpool. Then she forgets, so she doesn't do a bedika in the afternoon.
We go back to the last time that we have
possible. Ah, so lo tehei becheskas tmeya? Wouldn't she remain a cheskas tuma? The answer is, of course she would. She went to the bedika in the morning. Then so what? She went to the bedika in the morning, helped. Right. So too, same situations, just like that's true, so too, an Isha that saw a kesem that was two gris, right? And she didn't check herself during Bein HaShemashos, right? That should count as two re'ias. Right? V'nirin Devarov, and Rebbe says, I think that's true, Kisha Bodka. Right? Right. If she did a bedika, then I'm not choshesh. Right? If she did a bedika, then I'm not choshesh. Well, she did the bedika. If she didn't do a bedika, then I hear what you say. It's something we have just repeating ourselves. Now, again, same story. My bodka. What does that mean she did a bedika? Elaim with the bodka, Kira Behuda. If she did a bedika during the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo bodka b'di Rabbi Yosi, but she did not do a bedika during the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yosi, michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra savar, he must hold, af al gaf, the lo bodka, even though she didn't do a bedika, lo b'di Rabbi Yehuda v'lo b'di Rabbi Yosi, neither one of them, lo chaisha. We wouldn't be worried about that. How's that possible? V'ho lo bodka. She didn't do a bedika at all. Elo pshita, the bodka bein d'Rav Yehuda bein d'Rav Yosi, michlal, the Yehuda ben Agra savar, bodka bein d'Rav Yehuda, lo bodka bein d'Rav Yosi, lo chaisha. But if you only check them during one of them, I'm also not choshesh. Alma, bein ha-shmoshes, d'Rav Yosi, lo Yehuda ben Agra, lailahu.
What are we saying? Can we just keep repeating
this? It's a different version. This version is, kasha d'Rav Yehuda ben Agra, ad d'Rav Yehuda ben Agra. Now, Yehuda ben Agra is a stira. Why? Because before we said, That it is a slightly different version of Rebbe said, a slightly different version. The end result is the same, except for the fact that Rebbe ben Agra now is so sure himself what he thinks of Rebbe Yossi's Banish Mashal. In the first version, he held it was a suffik, and then here he held it's not a suffik.
Different cases. Well, one's a ziva, one's
yeah, but it's the same man. It's a, no, that was just to show you a raya that you have to do bedikas. Right. So it's the same Huda ben Agra. It's the same Rabbi Yossi. It's the same Rebbe. So Rabbi Huda ben Agra now has contradicted himself. And by the way, it says the Gemara, Bishlama below Rebbe, without Rebbe lo kasha, without Rebbe sticking his nose in, and
everything was good.
Why? Hasam the bedika b'der Rabbi Huda below Badka b'der Rabbi Yossi. Because one case is where he didn't check during Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashos. Hacha, the Badika Nami, B'Dhuda, U B'Rabbi Yossi. That would be fine. That's the way to resolve the question. Ela B'Dhuda Rebbe. Now Rebbe said, no, he changed the whole story. Kasha. So according to Rebbe, how are you going to explain Huda Ben Agra? So the Gemara answer is, Trei Tanoi Ali B'Dhuda Huda Ben Agra. There are two versions of what Huda Ben Agra said. Must be. Hai Tana, one Tana holds, Savar, Shlim, Ben HaShemashos, Rabbi Huda. She finished her bedika during the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, v'hadar chayel. I'm sorry. One Tana holds that the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda ends, and then v'hadar chayel Ben HaShemashos de Rabbi Yossi. Then the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi kicks him. What?
They're overlapping.
Ah, so do they have to overlap?
What's the overlap? If you say it's the last terrifying before, that's not necessarily after.
They do have to, because
you have to, if it's the last second of Banish.
Exactly. So it's the last second of Yehuda's Banish Mashal.
Right before Tez Chavim, it's still Banish Mashal.
How does it not overlap?
Because if he only holds it for a certain minute, if Rabbi Yehuda's is only this amount of time, a small amount of time.
Yeah, but it's...
Rabbi Yossi's is a small amount of time.
Right.
Yet you can have a middle point that's not...
No, because let's say... No, because...
You're assuming that's going to be lasting the entire period.
Correct.
Why do you say
that? Because Rabbi Yehuda, no, because Rabbi Yehuda can't hold. You have Shkia, Ben HaShemashos, then what happens after Ben HaShemashos? Lila. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Shkia. Somewhere during there is Ben HaShemashos, and then Lila. How does it not overlap?
Yeah, Ben HaShemashos ends at Lila.
Ben HaShemashos ends at Lila, no matter
what. Lila is different to each person. The Lila is.
No, isn't that the Rabbi Yossi?
No.
Because Rabbi Yossi called Ben HaShemashos Lila?
No, Rabbi Yossi holds Ben HaShemashos Keharatayim. Last second.
Exactly.
So it's Lila.
Exactly.
No, there is a suffix.
Yes, but the other one has the last second of that sheet, though.
Let's say Ben HaShemashos is 9 p.m. Yeah. Let's say Ben HaShemashos is 9 p.m. So according to Rabbi Yossi, let's say Tzeis is 9 p.m. Vaday Lila is 9 p.m. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Ben HaShemashos is 8:59 and 59 seconds. Right?
Right.
When is Ben HaShemashos according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Longer.
8:45 to 9.
Right? They don't hold Lila's
the same time.
Sure they do.
The only argument
is
when Ben HaShemashos is regarded.
Because the
Machlokas
is
when Lila's a fixed time. I don't think so.
Yes,
Chassidim holds a different time.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Chassidim holds a finite time in the universe, in your location. That's it.
They hold a different story. But the Tzitzik Chachamim is the same for everybody.
They hold
the Rabbeinu Tam for certain Zman, Shof Zman, whatever.
Exactly, they change the time.
No, they don't change the time. They change the
waiting time.
You're both right.
The time is a set thing. It depends on what they consider. We're all agreeing. What time? What do they consider?
So Tosfos asked this question in Shabbos, and the answer is you have to say that there must be a few seconds where Yehuda's Ben HaShemashos ends, and it's still not Lila. That's what Tosfos says. It has to be that way. Otherwise, they have to overlap. Putting aside your question about the other, why people hold Shabbos later, there's no dispute that everybody holds whenever you hold, however long Ben HaShemashos is, it's the time frame closest to night.
That's agreed.
You can't have Ben HaShemashos and then some other thing and then Lila.
Right.
Everyone holds that.
Which is what? You said if there are a few seconds in between, there has to be something in between.
So 1 second. So I'll be there.
So
I'm going to read you what he says over here from Tosfos and Shabbat. That Yesh Hefrish Katan Beinehem. Because there must be a small difference between the two of them. Between the two Banish Mashasas. If that's true, there must be. There's no other way to explain this. Therefore, it's possible for you to have one Banish Mashas and not the other. However, the high Tana, other Tana, the Tana of the second Brisa here that said that we're not Choshesh. Why? Because Bein HaShmoshas the Rabbi Yossi Meshach Shaychach Bid Rabbi Yehuda, the Bein HaShmoshas of Rabbi Yossi is swallowed up during the time of Rabbi Yehuda, which we all understand how that could be. Right? Good? Good? Well, I think we're done. That's it. That's the end of the story. And not the end of the story, but okay, next story here. Tana Rabbanan. Now, the Pitzchei Nida says, you're all going to be scratching your head because this is, the Pitzchei Nida says, I'll read it. Shloshet sugyos mikan ara Mishneh, from now to the Mishnah, the next three Gemaras, eino nogaz lamaisa bezman hazeh. They do not apply bezman hazeh. And I read that, I said, what? They all apply. None of these apply bezman hazeh. Because we hold that if a woman sees a drop, she has to count Shiv and Nikiyam. The ideas might apply, but not the actual halachas. Here we go. Number one, Tana Rabbanan, Haroa Kesem. Someone sees a stain. Metame Atzma, she becomes Tame. The Kudshim Lemafreya, and the Kudshim, this is back to the first parak. The Kudshim, we're gonna Metame backwards. Or maybe she, right, just because she did a stain right now, perfect. Divrei Rebbe. So why are we distinguishing between her and the Kudshim? Right? Right, we're machmir kachim. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, the kachim matama. Now, kachim are tame, atma ain't a matama. She herself is not even tame. Why? Shelo yehi kisma chamer riyasa. You can't have a stain worse than a riya. What does that mean? Right? Because if she sees a riya, we don't backtrack. Right, we don't backtrack. Right now, die right now. We say right now she saw. Right now there was a re'ia. Right, this goes back to the first parak. Do you say die shaita? Right. So, but for a stain, we're going to backtrack.
Because a re'ia, she see coming out from her.
What?
What?
We all have the same.
That's what he said. This is not halacha lemaisa.
I'm trying to figure out.
No, he said it makes sense.
I'm trying to figure out introduction. How do you
what? If a woman's walking down the street and all of a sudden, what's the story with her? Do we backdate anything she touched?
No.
So why by a stain are we doing that? What do we say by a stain?
Stain occurred already. Stain occurred.
What?
Because there's no wedding.
But a stain is a suffix. But a stain is a suffix. So to treat a suffix more machmir than a vada, that he couldn't buy into that. He couldn't believe. He couldn't do that. Vamatzin, what are you talking about? Vamatzin or kismacham and b'yasalin and kachim? But we just said a minute ago, regarding kachim, we are more machmir by a kesem. So, Elohachita, he changes it. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ah, kachim, ain't a matama, even kachim were not matama. Shalai hei kismacham and b'yasal chal davar. You can't have a re'iyah more makil than a kesem. You can't have a kesem more machmir. Case number two, Tanur Rabbana. Rasa kesem, what's the chance of kesem? V'achar kach rasa dam. And then she sees dam. That happens to a lot of women today. They start to stain before the period comes. Right? So most people, right? Haroa kesem, fi'acha kach roa dam. So, tole kisma biriyasa. We're going to be tole the kesem on the ri'iya. Right? What does that mean? Me'es le'es. As long as the kesem and the ri'iya I take place within 24 hours of each other, I'm going to hold it the same thing. Okay? You hear that? As long as they take place within 24 hours of each other, I'm going to hold it the same thing. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yomo. No, only if they take place in the same day of each other. So if the Kesem takes place at 5 p.m. before it gets dark in the summer, and then the Re'i is at 11 p.m., two different days. Two different days. Okay? Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, you know what? I said my shita. I said 24 hours. I heard what my colleague over here said. I think he's right. Nirin dvarav mi dvarai. I think he's more right than me. Why? Shehu mitakna. He's making it takana. Vani ma'avsa. And I'm making it worse. In other words, he is mekel, and I'm more machmer. Says the Gemara, what? Just the opposite. You're more mekel, Rebbe. Because you're holding 2 days could really be 1 day. Right? In other words, today, as long as it's within 24 hours, it's really one fat, gigantic ri'ya, and the kesem's not an extra day. It's already held. As long as it happens within the same 24-hour period, it's really one thing. The other sheet, the Reb Shimon ben Elazar held, no, it only goes by the day. Once it happens one day and one night, even if it's within 5 minutes of each other, it's two separate days. He's much more machmer. He's holding 2 days. Right? Making it worse for a woman. Misakna? Avisi ma'avisle. He's much more machmer. So I'm Ravina Apoch. No, what Rebbe said was, I'm better than him. Not he's better than me. I'm better than him. Apoch, change it around. Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar. La'olam le'tepoch. No, don't change it around. There is a way that Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar is more mekel. How's that? Shehu misaked hilichus ul'deziva. He's more mekel. Rebbe is more mekel. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar is more mekel regarding the woman who's a zava. Vani me'uvet halichaseha ul'deziva. And I'm more machmer when it comes to ziva. How's that possible? Okay, we have to do the gigantic Rashi, even though we're running out of time. Otherwise it's not going to make sense. The Rashi of Hu Mesakein, the Lichasel de Ziva. Linyan Ziva, Hu Mekel. Regarding a Zava, he's more Mekel. Why? Because according to him, if the Bri'iyah and the Ketem don't occur in the same day, Lo Talinan Kisma Bri'iyasa, we don't count the Ketem and the Bri'iyah, Umona Yimei Nidus Miyom Riyasa, and we begin counting Yimei Nida from the day of the Ri'iyah, the Ein Yimei Ziva Maschilin Ad Yom Ches L'Riyasa. In other words, if the Ri'iyah and the Kesem are not the same day, I only care about the Ri'iyah. Starts to see the Ri'iyah, counts Shivin Akiyah. She counts 7 days as a Nida. On day 8, her Yimei Zava starts. Okay? Ulu Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, Monim Miyom Mitzias Kisma. Rebbe starts to count a day earlier. Right? Because Rebbe held, if the Re'iyah and the Kesem happen on the same day, then it's one big thing, so you start from the day of the Kesem, which is a day earlier. So right away, they're 1 day off. They're 1 day off. Right? Ulitbo Leil Shvi. Ulitbo Leil Shvi Lekisma in Pascha. So according to Rebbe, she's going to go to the mikvah and end her nida and begin her ziva day 1 day earlier. Right? Now, I'll just finish what Rashi's going to say. So according to Rebbe, let's say, one second. Umiyom ches l'kisma havi yimezov. Nim to Rebbe l'machmir l'inyan ziva. Dechichazi yom ches l'kisma. Right. So if she's on day 8, 9, and 10, she's going to be a Zava Gedola. According to Shimon ben Elazar, if she sees on day 8, that's really day 7. So that's really day 7. That's the last day of her Nida. But at night, before she goes at the Shkia time, she checks herself, she's all clean. Then she saw day 9 and the next 2 days, she's only a Zava Ketan. So it turns out it's more Mekel. Okay?
Who's more Mekel?
Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Even though he held that the Kesem and the Ri'iyah have to be only in the same day, the big kula comes out of that. According to him, the 3 days will fall out on the last day of her Nida and the next 2 days of her Ziva. That only makes her a Zava Ketana. According to Rebbe, it'll come out on the first 3 days of her Zava, she'll be a Zava Gedola.
That's only in the case that she will be.
Only in the case where this whole happened, day number one.
Right, but
if
she doesn't bleed in the end, then
no. But we found you a case. Right, so generally he's more machmer. So the first sheet said change the statement around. It doesn't make any sense. He's much more mekel. Says Reb Nachman, no, I found you one case, but he's more machmer. That's all. Okay. Boy, Rene Reb Zera Meir Asi. What?
Looks the same to me.
Does a kesem need a hefsik tyra? Again, this guy says, of course it's halacha l'maisa, no? Does a kesem need a hefsetaira? Okay? This is the first time that the Masechta talks about a hefsetaira. Does a kesem need a hefsetaira? Ishtik v'lom alei v'lom alei. Didn't answer him. Zim the nashke chedi yasa v'kamar tolu v'kismar v'riyasa me'eis l'eis divrei rebi. That you can hang a kesem on a re'iya, that's what Rebbe said. Amr shlakish v'hubu shabatka. It's only when she checked herself. The Rebbe Yochanan Amr afal pi shalom batka. Even if she didn't check herself. Whole complicated thing, what Rosh Lakish means by that. That she checked herself, so she's gully daiti, that she's machshiv this kesem, otherwise she wouldn't be checking herself. Very complicated. Amalei mechlal, the kesamim tzricha hefsek taira. You see from here, that kesamim require hefsek taira. Amalei, in ye, ay vazin zagiyin bin bay minach, v'lo amarte v'lo b'lo midi. But once I asked you that, you were quiet. She said, Dilma agav shitfach asilach, because you were too involved in your learning, you didn't realize I was even there. I'm like, yeah, in agav shitfach asilach. You're right, exactly. You were too involved. I wasn't able to pay attention to you. I'm sorry. Let's just do the Mishnah, then we'll stop. Says the Mishnah. Haroe yom yud aleph bein hashmashos. If a woman sees on the yud aleph going into yud beis, bein hashmashos. Or chilas nida v'sof nida. The end of Nida, the beginning of Nida. Chilat Zav Asof Ziva. Yom Arbor, Yom Lazachar, Yom Shwanon Lekeva. All the days that everything changes over. All those days when everything changes over. That's what that Mama she sees right, that Bein HaShemashos. So Bein HaShemashos Lekulon Harei Eil Tolos. What happens to her? Everything's a mistake. It's all a mistake. It's all no good. It's all suffix. Right? That's what he means. It means all suffix. Rashi says that. It's all a suffix. One big suffix. Amar Yeshua. Till you're fixing up these crazy cases, let's fix the normal cases. What are the normal cases? That's what the Gemara is going to talk about. Every case. A woman sees one day yes, one day no. One day yes, one day no. 2 days yes. Her whole life is like that. 2 days on, 2 days off. 2 days on, 2 days off. 3 days on, 3 days off. The whole Gemara, does the arch have pictures?
Yes.
Good, because without pictures, no, you're going to figure out. Fine, excellent. Very good. We'll presume we'll stop now. We'll pick up tomorrow. It's 9.